Good morning. Gotta say, had a first already this morning in my entire life, and I'm 48 years old, so I want to say Curtis and Brenda, nobody has ever dedicated flowers to me at church, so thank you. That's exciting. I'm excited about that. So it had to be said. So scripture this morning is the Gospel of John, chapter 10. We're going to also read verse 1 and 2, as well as verses 10 through 12. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I once again welcome you to worship at Kipling United Methodist Church. I'm going to give you a few minutes to find the scripture. Thank you for being here today. Before I start, I have two disclaimers. One, I'm not a real preacher, so I hope you're not expecting a whole lot here. It's true, I am studying to become a lay minister. It's not my intention to fill a pulpit on a regular basis. I have a very specific ministry I'm equipping myself for that has to do with helping hurting children and hurting families. Second, and perhaps my most important disclaimer to each of you today is this. My message today is not personally intended or directed to anybody here, at least not by me. If at some point you feel like it is, or you become uncomfortable, or you feel convicted of something, that's between you and God. And here's some good news there. You're in pretty good company. And here's another spoiler for you. God's grace is sufficient. So hold on to that thought if you get to feeling uncomfortable, okay? You're here today for one reason and one reason alone, and that is this. You are here to encounter God, so I'm going to ask you to do something. Worship is a time each week when you should be expecting to encounter God. You should be anticipating this all week, so I want you to do yourself a favor. God has something in store for you today, and I want you to be ready for it. I want you to be ready for your encounter with God, so stop doodling your to-do list on the bulletin, put your checkbook away, put your smartphone away, and clear your mind. I encourage you to put away whatever it is that's distracting you at this moment so that you can fully experience your encounter with God. All right, all you saints, say amen. Amen. All you sinners, say amen. There we go. I'm in the right crowd. All right. Put on your crash helmet, buckle up. Here we go. If you have your Bible open,